This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 125 Biography of Stephen Horsford, the Representative from Nevada. General Information. Stephen Horsford is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been known for his advocacy on issues like education, economic development, and civil rights. Early life and education. Stephen Alexander Horsford was born on April 29, 1973, in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was raised in a working-class family, which instilled in him a strong sense of community and public service. Horsford attended the University of Nevada, Reno, where he studied political science and communications. His time at university was marked by his active involvement in student government and community outreach programs, setting the stage for his future political career. Early career. After graduating, Horsford began his career in public service by working for various community organizations in Las Vegas. He focused on youth development, education, and economic empowerment, which were themes that would later define his political agenda. In 2004, Horsford was appointed by then-Governor Kenny Ginn to the Nevada Equal Rights Commission, where he served as chairman. This role allowed him to address issues of discrimination and promote equality, further solidifying his commitment to civil rights. His early career also included a stint as the executive director of the Nevada State Democratic Party, where he helped to organize and mobilize Democratic voters across the state. Election history. Stephen Horsford's political career took a significant turn when he was elected to the Nevada Senate in 2004, representing District 4. During his tenure, he was known for his bipartisan approach, working across the aisle to pass legislation on education reform and economic development. In 2012, Horsford ran for the newly created 4th Congressional District of Nevada and won, becoming the first African American to represent Nevada in Congress. His campaign focused on job creation, education, and healthcare, resonating with a diverse electorate. After serving one term, Horsford lost his seat in the 2014 election due to a redistricting that favored Republican candidates. However, he did not stay out of politics for long. He returned to the private sector but kept his political ambitions alive. In 2018, Horsford made a successful comeback, winning back his old seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. His campaign highlighted his previous congressional experience and his commitment to addressing the needs of his constituents. Political stances. Stephen Horsford has been a vocal advocate for education reform, pushing for increased funding for public schools and advocating for policies that would reduce student debt. He believes that education is the cornerstone of economic mobility and has worked to ensure that all children have access to quality education. On economic issues, Horsford supports policies aimed at job creation, particularly in sectors like renewable energy and technology, which he sees as the future of Nevada's economy. He has been a proponent of raising the minimum wage and has supported legislation to protect workers' rights. In terms of healthcare, Horsford has been a firm supporter of the Affordable Care Act, advocating for its expansion and protection against repeal efforts. He emphasizes the importance of accessible and affordable healthcare for all Americans, especially in rural and underserved communities. Civil rights and social justice are also central to Horsford's political platform. He has been involved in efforts to combat racial profiling, reform criminal justice, and promote voting rights. His work in these areas reflects his personal experiences and his commitment to equality and justice. On environmental issues, Horsford supports initiatives to combat climate change, including the promotion of clean energy solutions. He has backed legislation to reduce carbon emissions and has been involved in discussions on how to transition Nevada's economy towards sustainability. Stephen Horsford, the representative for Nevada's 4th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. His background as a community leader and his commitment to addressing the needs of his district have made him a popular figure among voters. One of the primary reasons people support Horsford is his focus on economic development and job creation. He has been a vocal advocate for policies that promote small businesses, which are the backbone of Nevada's economy. Horsford understands that economic stability is crucial for the well-being of his constituents, and his efforts to bring federal resources to local businesses have not gone unnoticed. His initiatives to support workforce development programs and apprenticeships have directly contributed to reducing unemployment rates in his district. Another key area where Horsford has shown strong leadership is in healthcare. He has consistently pushed for affordable healthcare access, understanding that health is a fundamental right. His support for the Affordable Care Act and his efforts to expand Medicaid in Nevada have been pivotal in ensuring that more residents have access to necessary medical services. This commitment to healthcare equity resonates deeply with many in his district, particularly those who have benefited from these policies. Education is another pillar of Horsford's platform that has earned him support. He has been a proponent of educational equity, advocating for increased funding for public schools, especially in underserved areas. His work on legislation aimed at reducing student loan debt and making higher education more accessible reflects his understanding of the long-term benefits of an educated populace. Parents and students alike appreciate his efforts to ensure that education remains a priority, which they see as an investment in the future of their community. Horsford's approach to social justice and civil rights also plays a significant role in his support base. He has been outspoken on issues of racial equality, criminal justice reform, and voting rights. His active participation in movements like Black Lives Matter and his legislative efforts to address systemic racism have solidified his standing among those who value social justice. His constituents see him as a representative who not only talks about change but actively works towards it. Lastly, Horsford's personal connection to the district cannot be understated. Having grown up in Nevada, he understands the unique challenges and opportunities of the region. His personal story of rising from humble beginnings to a position of influence resonates with many, portraying him as someone who truly represents the American dream. This relatability, combined with his active engagement with community groups and his presence at local events, fosters a sense of trust and loyalty among his voters. In summary, Stephen Horsford's support in Nevada's 4th District stems from his effective advocacy in economic development, healthcare, education, and social justice, coupled with his deep community roots and personal engagement. These factors collectively make him a representative who not only speaks for his constituents but also actively works to improve their lives. Representative Stephen Horsford, serving Nevada's 4th Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant point of contention is his stance on economic policies. Many constituents feel that Horsford's support for policies like the Green New Deal and other progressive economic initiatives do not align with the immediate economic needs of the district, which includes a diverse population with varied economic interests. There's a perception that these policies might lead to increased taxes or regulations that could stifle small businesses, which are the backbone of the local economy in many parts of his district. Another area where Horsford has drawn criticism is his approach to immigration. While he advocates for comprehensive immigration reform, some residents believe his policies are too lenient, potentially encouraging illegal immigration, which they argue could strain local resources and job markets. This perspective is particularly strong among those who feel that immigration should be more tightly controlled to ensure economic stability and security. On the issue of healthcare, Horsford's support for expanding government-funded healthcare options like Medicare for All has been met with resistance. Opponents argue that such systems could lead to longer wait times, reduced quality of care, and higher taxes, which they see as detrimental to their personal and financial well-being. There's a significant portion of his electorate that prefers market-driven solutions or at least a hybrid model that doesn't completely eliminate private insurance options. Moreover, Horsford's environmental policies, particularly his push for aggressive climate change action, have not resonated with all constituents. Some view these policies as overly idealistic, potentially leading to job losses in industries like mining and energy, which are crucial for Nevada's economy. There's a fear that the transition to green energy, while necessary, is being pushed too quickly without adequate support for workers in traditional sectors. Lastly, There's a general dissatisfaction with what some perceive as a lack of direct engagement with the community. Despite Horsford's efforts to connect through town halls and community meetings, critics argue that these interactions often feel staged or do not address the core issues affecting the district. This has led to a feeling among some voters that their concerns are not being genuinely heard or addressed, fostering a sense of political alienation. In summary, the lack of support for Representative Stephen Horsford stems from a combination of policy disagreements, perceived economic threats, and a sense of disconnect from his constituents. While he has his supporters, these issues highlight the challenges he faces in representing a district with diverse and sometimes conflicting interests. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.